We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we're back. Welcome back. The Aftermess Podcast. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
We're going to talk about sliding into our DMs. Today's episode.
Wow.
Sliding, sometimes head first into our DMs.
Sometimes you slide and you fall face first into our DMs because they're not all good.
Did you just slide into someone's DM and fall face first, girl?
Yeah, I slid into this podcast.
Dirt in her mouth.
My God.
The Aftermess.
Okay, so let's talk about sliding into DMs. I bring this up because this podcast, as we talk about how it's becoming very popular, not only just for us. I think it's popular for us. It's one of our favorite things to do during the show is the after show, the Aftermess Podcast.
Yeah.
The feedback is amazing. And someone slid into my DMs. It's a 14-year-old.
Oh.
And we always talk about this podcast like it's not safe for little ears and don't listen at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad this 14-year-old slid into my DMs, but I was nervous how to respond because it's one of those things where you have to give some advice ASAP. So this person says, "Hey Joey, I'm 14. I'm thinking about losing my virginity."
Oh, whoa!
I was hearing the 10-2-19 Aftermess podcast, and now I'm scared to lose my V card because I'm not circumcised too. And when you said it hurt, I'm scared to go in now because it does kind of hurt when you pull it back. But thank God I listened to this before I lost my V card. Now, I read that, and I stood for like 15 minutes, like, I gotta answer this kid.
You do,
I gotta
give
him some advice, not just like delete or not answer. So I respond, you guys let me know how I did because I was really nervous.
Wow.
This is exactly what I put. I go, yeah, take your time, no rush to lose. Live life, be young. I loved being 14. And if and when you do decide to do that, make sure you practice safe sex, buddy. Condoms are nothing to be ashamed of. Also, don't be afraid of talking to your counselor in school. That's what they're there for, to give you that good advice. Cool? And he responded, yeah, this is great advice, Joey. Thanks for the advice. I'm also scared, too, because of size. And, like, if my size doesn't pleasure her or if it's not big enough. Like, this is crazy. It's a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to rush over it because I want to weigh. But I'm also wanting, because mostly my friends, little by little, are losing their V card. But I'd rather wait. Thanks for the advice, Joey.
Yeah.
How'd I do?
I think you did amazingly.
I think that was a very well done.
I didn't think
situation.
I would get. Usually we get like comments from people like they're going through it and we get serious, but mainly it's adults. But mm-hmm. we have to realize like when we say, "Hey, it's not suitable for little kids," guess who the fuck's gonna listen to this?
Little kids.
And they're swiping up, and I'm kind of scared. Like probably JoJo's friends are probably listening to this shit. So big shouts to JoJo's friends. Hi, if you're 14 like my son, thinking about losing your V card has nothing to do with your circumcised or not. Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe talk to anyone that you feel safe talking to. If it's not your counselor, maybe your uncle, your aunt, your mom, your dad, a close friend. No rush, man. I'm trying to tell you, they get younger every year, but there is no rush. And I can say that because my son is 14.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's talking to some little girl and stuff like that. And if he wanted to talk to me, I would totally talk to my son because we already had the weed and pussy talk already. But talk to somebody for listening. If you're underage listening right now, just talk to somebody, get advice. Don't get into peer pressure. Just because your friends are doing it, you shouldn't mean that you have to do
it. Trust,
exactly.
Because honestly, I love this. I actually had a conversation with somebody very recently, like a friend of mine. I'm a full-on adult, been sexually active for a minute here. And I loved that we had this conversation. It was so honest because we talked about how it really varies for everybody, mm-hmm. right? Like when it comes time to being ready to actually like lose your virginity or
totally.
To become sexually active. Don't feel like, just to add on to what Joey is saying, and if you're listening to right now, don't feel like just because your friends are doing it that you have to do it as well, even if it takes you a long time. I've said it a few times on the podcast and on the show. I lost my virginity at 20. Like, I waited a long time compared to a lot of my other friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad in hindsight that I waited. And to be quite honest, I could have waited even longer. So just just to leave
it at that. Also with that, though, is if you've made up your mind and that's what you're going to do, do it safely, like Joey said. Because we can preach all day long about how great it is to wait, but when someone decides they're ready, that's their choice. Right. They might want to go through with it. I understand sex feels good. That's why you might want to get into it. If you've done the foreplay and you want more, be safe.
That's the most important thing. So anyone listening right now, whether you're 14 or 40, it does not matter. Practice safe sex. And I wasn't dumb enough. I wanted to give them advice, talk to someone. But if you're going to do it, not dumb enough to think that I'm not going to do
exactly.
it. Use a condom. And for our young ladies listening right now, I think even more so, ladies, you need to protect yourself. Make sure he's protecting himself, which protects you. Because you're the one that's going to end up pregnant, not only catching the disease, but it's a lot easier for the boy to walk away.
Yeah.
It is. And even, I mean, just... it's literally the pregnancy that you go through and they don't. Yeah. I mean, and it's a lot to go through. Your body goes through so much. So just be safe with it. There's no need to get knocked up so young.
Were you guys peer pressured at around that at 14, 15? Your friends were losing their virginity,
well,
ladies?
Well, that's actually exactly what I wanted to say next, because I know we talked about them making up their minds. Just because your boyfriend made up his mind doesn't mean he's made it up for you as well.
That's true. Right.
Because, like, the peer pressure, I had a little 14-year-old girl, and this isn't even the story I wanted to tell, but I had a little 14-year-old girl come up to me, I want to say like 2 years ago, in person.
Wow.
And she straight up said, Carla, can I ask you a question? Because I used to coach cheer. I don't know if you guys remember me telling you this at one point, but I coached ages 12 to 15. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And I'm thinking she's like asking me how to do like something cheer related.
Right.
She goes, how old were you when you lost your virginity? And I was like, and I was almost 18. So I was like, oh, damn. I was like, damn near out of high school. Why? And she goes, really? Like, she was like shooketh, like I was a hoe or something. And I go, no, yeah, like I waited a really long time because people call you a hoe anyway. I didn't want to give them a reason to actually say it, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
And that was my logic back then. It's different now. But she was like, well, because my boyfriend said that if I don't have sex with him, he's going to break up with me.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, your boyfriend fucking sucks, okay?
Yep.
And just because he wants to have sex doesn't mean you have to. And if he's going to break up with you, then guess fucking what? You're 14. There's 20 other little Marcos, Daniel, Kevin motherfuckers to date, okay?
That was his name? That's crazy.
No, it was one of those three, I'm pretty sure. But that's why I was just like, just because he made up his mind doesn't mean you have to.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
You should do what you want to do.
Like, don't forget.
It's not only your friends, it's your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The pressure.
Yeah. I remember back in the days when I was around 15, 16, the pressure was put on my boy by his girlfriend who wanted to do it.
But that can happen.
Yeah. And he was so nervous because of the fact that you get where you're not going to perform, or you're too small, or I don't know what I'm doing, and he felt pressured. So, you know, us being boys, like, pussy, go do it. What the fuck, bro? Actually, you know, just being dumb boys.
Yeah.
So we didn't help at the matter, but I'm sure that might be happening to a young gentleman, a young boy that might want to wait, or is just like kind of in just like, I kind of just want to go to Fear Farm with this girl and hold hands and go to the mall.
And that's perfectly fine.
Totally
fine. And there's literally nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So it goes both ways, boys and girls, just because they made up their mind. Carl, that's a great point. They haven't made up your mind.
Absolutely.
So take your time. So that's what's sliding into my DM this week.
Okay. I would like, just to look at it, I think that our DMs are really active. I wanted to go a little bit positive because I've talked about some of the weird DMs that I've gotten on the podcast before. I'm not going to say this person's name or where they're from, but I'm going to start
Marcus.
Oh, my God. You're going to hate
Anthem.
This person had reached out to me who actually is from a completely different city and said that right off the bat, they were just like that they wanted to thank me. They're in a long-term labor-intensive rehab that they've been in for like a year. And not only that, but it also happens to be a super homophobic area. And this person happened to stumble across our show and said that this is like the only way that this person can have any type of access or like feel like there's any belonging to not only just a community, but to be not just me being like a gay person, but to hear like three other people who are also supportive and who aren't just being like total idiots and assholes about it. And so this person was just like, I appreciate it because there are times during the day where I'm just like, God, I don't even know what to do. Like, they've told me that they're completely in the closet and they're unsure about how to navigate through that while also being in a rehab. And I haven't gotten into the specifics of like why this person's in rehab, but I can't imagine going through those type of struggles. And for me, I don't know about the rest of you, but like every time we do this show, I literally forget that people actually listen to this. Like, yeah. I just know that we're in here with like us three.
Absolutely.
So whenever anybody tells me about something that's happened on the show or recites something in general or tells us that they love it, I always have to remind myself, oh yeah, people can hear us.
You know why? Right? You know why that is? I've been doing radio almost 25 years is because we are truly friends and we literally sometimes are just talking and having a conversation, but I think we're connecting with our audience because they can hear our friendship and they can hear our conversation. It's not made up. And we forget. Like, think about off the radio. If you have a conversation with your friends that we affectionately call the Gay Mafia, you don't remember all of the conversation
because
you're just talking. And I think that's what happens with our show because I think it happens to all of us when people remember the most random shit.
I'm like,
we talked about that? And then I have to remember, was it the podcast? Was it on the show? Was it live in person? Were you hanging out with us in the club? So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great thing. I love that so much because it's a really good thing to know. I mean, first of all, to be reminded that we're doing this for people to listen to. So sometimes I'm like, well, I should be watching some of the things that I'd be saying on the show. But then the other thing to know that the response is positive.
Right.
Because it's not just this one particular individual that's reached out to me and said something along those lines. I've had people reach out to me talking about you, Joey, and you, Gina, how great it is to see like working parents. Carla, for you to be like another young woman who's out here and being a professional. It's like, wow, I'm not the only one in studio.
I was like, you only said Gina and Joey, so I was waiting for you to come back to me.
Oh, wow. And how humble Carla is.
The humblestest, the modestest,
the modestest,
the kindestest.
Yeah. Just the estestest.
there's either those DMs or the DMs of guys. Like, there's another one that I just got where he's just like, I don't know what anybody's saying, but I love your body and I love the way you dance.
Oh my gosh.
Take it, give it to him.
I absolutely will. I just need to make sure you are who you are in your picture. Yeah, we can go from there. Yeah.
Right.
I know. And that's crazy how people like the call that we got for Gina where she knew exactly where Gina lived.
Oh my God.
That was crazy.
No.
You know what's crazy? So she's DM'd me before, but obviously we get DMs and we get calls from people. Like, I didn't put two and two together, but she has DM'd me. Usually when it's like storming outside and I'm doing a video of me and Maeve, she goes, oh my God, I know that block. And I think about that before I post stuff up sometimes, but then I'm like, at the end of the day, like, if your mom lives there, you're probably going to see me come in and out of my house, so...
That's what I was thinking. Like, Amber sold our dining room. Did you know Amber just sold our fucking dining room set?
I mentioned that.
Yeah.
She sold it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She wants a new one, and it makes sense because it's all mirrored.
Yeah, it was a pain in the butt to keep clean.
The fucking kids
totally
put
get
their,
that.
It says, oh,
the
my
kids.
God. All over.
Yeah.
It was like cleaning 24/7, so I got it. I'm like, all right. Check, like, here's the money for it. Let's just buy another one. I'm like, okay. But when they went to pick it up, I was with Gia. The door opens, and this guy was just staring at me. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Joey's like, I know who you are.
Oh hell no.
And I was like, hey. And then I was just like, fuck, I forget that we do the radio thing.
Right.
And they were really, really nice.
Okay.
And it was just like it was two guys and this lady, and they're taking out the table. I'm helping them out, direct them how to get out. And they're like, oh, thank you. They're just moving to a nice big house. Very nice family.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, the friend that was helping him, he's just like, man, I'm sorry, but is there a way I can get a picture? And I was like, yeah, okay. But I forget.
Yes, you do. And I will say, at least for me personally, it is one thing to be approached in a public place, but when you're at your house, it just feels a little weird.
No, it
does.
That scares me.
Yeah.
So I don't care what anybody has to say to me about that. That shit genuinely, like, I can't. Like, once I'm home, it's kind of like, this is my space. This is my zone. I like to feel safe and secure, and I'm sorry.
More and more you do this. Like, I've been in this market 17 years. The whole neighborhood, like, now they're knowing who I am. And you can see the whispers and walking the dog. And I talked to Amber about it. She's like, you've been doing this so long here that you're kind of recognizable now.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I just kind of...
Plus, you have a look.
Yeah, the beard has become my look and just kind of... Yeah, so...
I don't realize that shit at all. Like... Even when people are like, oh, are you Carla? I still shy away. In fact, when I'm with you guys, like even if I'm like with Gina or just Joey or just Anish, and someone asks you guys for a picture, I'm always like,
do you
want me to take it?
You've done that to me. And
I'm like, girl,
get
you're
in the
not a PA anymore. Come
I'm just
here.
Like, they don't want one with me. They don't know who I am.
I could turn into a gremlin.
That's what I feel like. I'm just like, oh. But one time I was actually at my apartment complex loading my car up. And I obviously parked next to my apartment where I used to live. I live in a house now. But where I used to live. I am losing so much money. Anyway, and this girl comes up to me and she goes, are you Carla? And I go, yeah, what's up? And she goes, from the morning mess. And then I go, oh.
Oh, my God.
And I go, yeah. She goes, do you live here? And I go,
oh,
yes.
Oh.
And she goes, do you want to drink a White Claw?
See, it's just different. I don't know. To me, that's just different. And I don't want to sound, I guess, rude or snobby, but it is just a little unsettling. Like, yes. It's your personal space. It's your home.
Yeah, no, I get that. I totally get that. But, you know, I think there's of, like, you even go to L.A. and the tourists, they have, like, celebrity, like, they have the maps.
Home tours. Yeah, home tours. Right.
So I can't even imagine that, like. They know exactly, like, if you go to Eddie Murphy's house, they have tours that go by your house. Not that we're on that level at all, but if people know where I live, that's what it is. You know, we're actually local celebrities.
You'd be what so is scared.
Well, I think I've already talked about how I feel about that.
Yeah. It's not that we're comfortable with it. Is that we are, and that's what it is. Stop. With radio in general.
I just love everyone who thinks I live in some nice place. Like, come tour my neighborhood, please.
That's
I was telling Anise, like, how many people hit me up and slide into my DMs. Another thing is asking me for money, like I'm a millionaire. I am not a millionaire. I'm not the fucking guy at the other radio station talks about how he wants to buy a Ferrari this week.
That's not us.
I can't afford that shit. Like, nope, I'm deciding whether I want to ride our 2009 Jetta at this point.
Right.
You know what?
Or buy the Maxima.
Before we get into another nice DM, because I like that it's nice, but let's talk some other DMs that we get real quick.
Perfect.
One of them I got was from someone who wanted me to help them sell tickets. And when I did not write back, they wrote me again. Wow, I guess you just don't care to help people, huh? Like, you can't help me sell my tickets. I just wanted to get the best price possible on these. And I'm just like, sir, why would I help? Like, no offense, but like,
you're not a fucking broker.
Fuck are you?
I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Like, not even if you were my friend would I post that shit up on my stories. Because it's like, that's just like, no, I'm so sorry. Like you said, I'm not a goddamn broker. I'm not here to sell your shit. Go post it up on OfferUp like I do. What do you think I do? OfferUp, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. You got it.
I get one a day on helping me with, like, the GoFundMes and stuff. And here, to everyone listening to me, I appreciate, I want to help. But as soon as I do one, you open up the floodgates.
Right.
So I don't do it out of disrespect. I would love for you to raise money, help you raise money for the funeral or to cure for something. I don't do it because then if I do it for one, I have to do it for all.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it. I talked to Bryce about that a lot, my husband. I'm just like, babe. What do I do? Like, this is a really worthwhile cause, but then I'm going to get, like,
50.
I'm trying to buy a new bikini for Cabo. Like, and that's, like, I'm so sorry, but I'm not so sure of that one. Like, you know what I mean?
There's that stuff. What I will say I do, because personally, I'm a big believer in, and I was raised with this, where you should, like, if you are fortunate, you need to give back to those. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understand. And then there's also that, the part that gets really tough. If I feel compelled, I will just donate anonymously, and I'll just be like, okay, you got something from me, and that's that. I don't want anybody to pay attention to it. But I think that's so hilarious that people are getting mad at you for that. I think what's even greater, kind of tying in both of what you're saying, like a negative DM, is like someone commented to me about my apartment. They were just like, damn, you're a radio star and your apartment looks like shit. I'm
sorry. Fuck you.
No, oh my God.
People feel like they can say some of the rudest shit to you, and it's because they feel like, but even if you were my good friend, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, okay, what the fuck? Put a censor on.
When we were going to Vegas and I asked about the whole pregnancy pillow thing, genuine question, because I don't like to be a pain in the ass, and I kind of thought that might have been a pain in the ass to bring. And someone said, well, between you and Anish, there's not going to be room in the backseat for Carla if you bring your pregnancy pillow. You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Did you just fucking say? Like, even if you were my mother, I'd call your ass out. Excuse me.
That's so fucking rude.
I don't even know you.
Yeah.
People are so fucking rude.
And I've become so numb. I've done a great job becoming numb because I get a lot of bullshit.
Oh, I just don't even write it back.
Oh, my God. I ignore it. Amber, my wife, she goes She cannot... Even on comments on my shit, it has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
She will definitely write for the mess if anybody claps back at any of y'all.
Fuck yeah, Amber.
Oh my God. I'm like, babe, They're trolling. Just ignore them.
Right,
no,
right.
Fuck that. Fuck that. He can't say that about Anish or what the fuck. They're listening to that piece of shit show. You guys have a way better show. I'm like, babe, calm down.
And then they'll get all mad at you for responding and being like, hey, that was kind of rude. And they're like, well, I mean, you put it out there. I can say what I want.
No, okay, that pisses me off.
Give you a fucking free license to say whatever fucked up
one
shit
time,
you want.
I literally just posted, what should I eat today? And then this girl posted, why are you posting this when you already know you're going to go to Cane's? As a, I mean, it was funny. It was a joke. Yes. And I posted it again. I reposted it and I was like, damn, calling me out, LOL. Or you didn't have to call me out like that. But it was funny. And somebody,
you had fun with it.
Yeah. Somebody DM'd me about it and goes, of course we're going to fucking call you out on everything. Your life is public. That's what you get now. Something like that. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
People are
like,
like
as if
fuck?
You're asking on Instagram, too.
Yeah. No, I embrace it now. I wait for the trolls. I'm like, let's see what asshole is going to try to water this down or make it look
but
like.
But then they get mad when you share it. Like, I won't even share your profile name. Don't get me wrong. Like, I won't put your shit out there, I guess. But if you're in my DMs and you say something rude and I repost it, you don't get to come back at me.
Honestly,
you sent me that.
I don't usually get, like, rude DMs. For me, it's always on comments on our posts at the Morning Mess when it's shit that's not fucking about me. We could literally be talking about, should Giabella wear red shoes? And somebody would be like, Carla wore red shoes last week because she's a fucking hell. And I'm like, you're so
right.
Why do you hate me so fucking much? Like,
yo, people be coming at Carla, like, and I have no idea why.
I have no idea why.
We asked, like, something about who should be your side wife, and Carla wasn't even the option, and someone's like, well, it shouldn't fucking be Carla, because she's
oh my God.
Carla's too young, she can't handle these events, and Carla's like, ma'am, I wasn't even an option.
Yeah, I could.
She's like, well, I'm just saying.
And I was like, look, lady, the option
Even
if I was an option, okay, let's say even if I was an option, the question was who would be a good option for Joey, not why wouldn't Carla be? People are so rude. And at first, I will have all you motherfuckers know. I used to really be sad about it. Like, you guys remember that shit would get me bad to the point where I was like, I'm gonna quit this fucking job.
Yeah.
But like now I really don't care. Now you guys could literally come at me and I would just be like,
no, you've come a long way. And I think with radio, you have to develop a thick skin. And nowadays with social, you have to develop a thicker skin. But you've done, you understand it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are just gonna be fuckheads, man. Like that lady, fucking bitch, man. I was at Disneyland taking pictures with Cruz. Like, he looked cuter if he cut his hair. That one got me mad.
Of course it would.
Oh my God. Like, what do you mean he's cute anyways, bitch?
Shut the fuck up. You're so ugly. You won't even put your own picture in the profile. Like, be quiet.
I was so mad at that one. That one did get me a little lit, but then I refrained. I took down the comment. I'm like, all right, let me stop. Oh my God. I was so mad.
I'm sorry, Gina just burped really
loud. I did. No one heard except Niche.
And now everyone knows it. I will say, I will absolutely say, it's like, it's a wave thing for me. Like, I, for the most part, I can be good with, like, with a negative comment or, like, a DM or whatever. But there is always just that one random time where, like, I've had a long day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'm just really tired. Or, bitch, I haven't eaten since, like, 2 p.m. yesterday. And I see that one DM, and it takes everything in my spirit just to be like, I want so bad to tear your ass up.
Don't you hate
because
when
I'm very familiar with tearing asses up.
Don't you hate when you click on the thing just to see the profile and it's like not available? Like,
and when your fucking profile is private?
Yeah, they're private.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, God. You can't even let me clap back.
A lot of the times I just have to delete the message. I'm like,
that's a good idea.
That's what I've been doing.
Get it out of there.
That's what I've been doing for the whole year.
You can't go back to it.
Because if you save it, if you like save it, like maybe I'll clap back later, it's always there.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I delete.
Just immediately delete.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Some of them, like, you get like the little preview message, and I'm like, I already know. I don't want to read that one. Like, you have to do that sometimes. You just do.
Because, like, the real is, and I think, Carla, I want to say, like, we had talked about this, like, in the beginning, where, like, you can have, like, 100 positive messages, just as an example. But that one fucking negative one, I don't know why negativity is so powerful in that way, but it'll just it hits you different.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits different. You just be like, ugh. So I love what you said, Gina, because yes, you do have to be like, nope. Like, if I see, like, if I post like a dance video or something on my Instagram, and there will be someone who'll put like puke emojis or something, just to be like,
what the fuck?
Whatever. And I just would be like, okay, no, I'm not going to ignore the fact that there's all these other people that are sharing positivity. Yeah. I have to focus on that. I have to really focus, Anish, focus.
But that in life, too, just in life in general. Mm-hmm. You can have the most I can have the most wonderful birthday Sunday, and then one thing to set it off at the end of the night, and then my birthday's ruined. I'm not focused on the 99.9% of the birthday was great, but the end of the night, if something happens, now my birthday's ruined. So trying to think positive. But social networking is a motherfucker.
Oh,
did we go through anyone's DM sliding in?
No, I want to take it back to a positive note, though, real quick.
Gogeta,
because
Gogeta.
We have been on, I mean, it's fun to talk about the negative kicks, but we do get some we do get some really great people. We For me, the most common thing that I've gotten is how many other mothers call me inspiring because I breastfeed, I work full time, I'm a wife and a mom. And that's just my life. So I don't really think anything of it. It's just your day to day. But there are, and I didn't realize this, but there are a lot of studies that will show breastfeeding is like another full time job. The amount of work that you put in, it's 40
the
hours a
week.
Hours,
like the scheduling.
Right. And just how much you have to adjust your life to make that happen. But I was really dedicated to it and I was open about that on my Instagram. I have a whole highlight reel. I would be drunk pumping, not to save, but I would just have to pump no matter what. So I'd be in the bathroom stall at a goddamn club pumping, and I'm like, you can make it work if you want. Like, you can go out and party. And that's another thing too, is so many moms think once you're the once you are the mom, your life before either ends or changes, and you can't go out and party. And I mean, sure, you shouldn't be doing it all the time. You do have to spend time with your children, but you can still go out and get lit. You can still have fun, even if you're working, even if you're breast pumping, even if you're bottle feeding, whatever it is you're doing. So those ones were really cool because I didn't think I was doing anything of it, but a lot of people tell me that I am, which is nice to hear.
That's important. I, you know, I just spoke at my good friend Matt. He teaches at Phoenix College, like a music business class, business music class or something like that. And I got a lot of comments on that because I put something, because that's how I got into radio. Someone spoke in my classroom in high school, and people, they're like, you're inspiring me to pay it forward. And a lot of people wanted to like volunteer or speak to students or do a career day or something like that, because again, they put us on a high pedestal. Like, we're millionaires, and we're not. We're just regular people. We're just blessed in this job.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
So it's just like they're now influenced to pay it forward to these children and talk in classes and talk in colleges and stuff like that. So, yeah, you're
right.
Cool. Yeah, it's very cool.
I love that. And I agree, because as a male, my male privilege, I have no idea what that's like. So it's really fascinating to learn that. Your process with like the breastfeeding, I didn't know it was that serious. Like in terms of like how often you had to do it and the commitment that you have to make to it. So, wow. Carla.
I got to milk Gina. Anyway,
you did.
DMs. I'm wondering if I should talk about one about dick or another one about a guy trying to give me the dick.
Both.
I love dick.
They're quick. I'll do the give me the dick first. So I always get DMs of guys that are like hitting on me, right? And the funniest one was actually, I got it this morning, and it was somebody on our sister station's boyfriend's brother. And I was just like, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
And have you told us this?
No, it just happened right now. That's why I was like, oh. And then he goes, I think you know my brother's girlfriend. She works at And I was just like, oh, and that doesn't mean I want to date you or I would be comfortable enough to meet a stranger, but thank you. But okay, the dick one. So this was actually on Twitter, and it was in like my request folder, and it was this random account, and it was like, you know those accounts that are like at BB215526? So I was like, oh, this is a scam or whatever, but I opened it anyway to see. And the message said, hey, I know that the profile is sketchy and anonymous, but it's because I don't want you to know who I am.
Oh, God.
But I have a question, and I'm wondering if you could help me. And I was like, oh, God, it's going to be fucking weird, isn't it? And so I was, like, bored, though. So I responded, and I was like, sure, what's up? Me being the kind woman that I am. Uh-huh. And so then he goes, so I know that you've, like, had sex with multiple men before. And I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
What an introductory
line. And
then
he goes, and I was wondering if you could let me know what dick size is actually normal. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, I'm scared that my dick isn't to par with what women would want because I do have a very, very small penis. And I said, first of all, do not send me a motherfucking picture. Oh. That's step number one. Step number two, in America, the average size of a penis is 5 inches.
Okay.
That limp or hard?
Hard, I think, actually.
You just Google that.
Yeah.
You just Google that.
Yeah, I Googled it. Actually, I measured where my boyfriend's
Googled
dick was.
Right?
But yeah, I Googled
it. Right.
And he pulled out a ruler, and I was like, what? Anyway.
All of us men have done it, so it's
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was like, so the average is 5 inches. I'm sure that even if you're below 5 inches, you know, it's not about the size of the boat, but the motion of the ocean.
Agreed.
I have been with guys that are freaking hung as a horse, and all they do is pound me, and I'm like, oh, this isn't fun. And I've been with guys that are slightly less than average, but, you know, really make up for it in other areas, okay? So that's basically what I told him, and he was, like, letting me know, like, okay, so I do have a condition where I do have a very, very small penis, you know, and I know that it's, like, a medical condition, and I have had girlfriends break up with me in the past, like, what are your tips? And we talked about it for, like, a little bit, and then, that's all he could give. And after...
Carla!
The conversation was over. Then he was like, thank you so much. I won't bother you anymore. And then he just never messaged me again. But it was genuinely a conversation that he was embarrassed to have, but felt comfortable enough apparently to message me about it. So I was just like, okay. And that was that.
Wow.
But it's always crazy how much people are willing to trust us.
Yes.
With their personal information. Because sometimes people tell me stories where I'm just like, yeah. What do you want me to do with this?
Yeah.
So true.
I had this was someone who was younger who wanted me to come and help them come out to their parents. And I was
Chile.
Whoa. And I genuinely didn't know how to respond or react to that because for me it was like,
thank you for thinking of me.
But I don't, because this person is under 18. So at the same time, I'm like, oh my God.
Did you?
No.
No.
I didn't, because for me it was like, I think as an adult, as a grown man, I feel like that is a little, I try to put myself in the position of being a parent, and I think that I would be very weirded out if like this person I've never met before is like in my house and has been talking to my child about doing this. And so I told them to keep in touch with me and to speak with somebody in their school about that to see if they could get some help.
Yeah.
But I was like, I didn't even know if that was the right thing to do. Well, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, and I feel like that is almost something that you would want like a whole ass degree in handling family situations with, because there's so many ways that can go.
Exactly.
No, I completely understand why you did not do that.
Woo. Yeah, wow, DMs, man.
DMs.
Lots of DMs.
Man, lots of
so
DMs.
Many.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You ever go DM bankrupt?
What do you mean?
What is that?
I mean, sometimes, if I'm lazy, I'll have DMs, and I'd like, no offense, just a full disclosure, I will delete them all because I can't read them all, and then I feel bad, like I'm picking and choosing.
Oh.
I've done that before.
You know what I had to do? I had to turn off my comments on my stories because I was getting too many DMs through that.
Mm.
And it was getting really overwhelming. So I was just like, ooh, got to turn that off. So then I'll get less DMs and then I can actually get back to you. Also to everyone that's always like, oh my gosh, you actually responded. Like, yes, I will if I can.
Yeah, I try to hit up everybody.
Yeah.
So let's give our socials, man. DM us for kind thoughts, your real thoughts, or what do you think about the show or the podcast. You can follow me at Who's Joey Boy, WHOSJOEYBOY.
Hi, my name is Anish, your reigning queen. You can follow me at Nishi Minaj, at NEESHIMINAJ.
At Gina underscore Shepherd, JENA_SHEPARD. Or you can just go to The Morning Mess, like we're all in the bio.
That's
real. Yeah, at The Morning Mess. I am at It's Vod Carla, ITSVODKARLA.
All right. We out, man. We'll see you back tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10, live on 1:05. Let's do it again.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.